Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosé, and him, Christopher.
Oh.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
I'm much better than last week.
Are you now?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I feel like an absolute just...
Unprofessional?
Massively
useless.
Unprofessional.
Pain in the arse.
Just, you
twat.
Know, hormonal
shithead.
Mess from week to week, but
yeah.
Today...
Burden.
That's a horrible
sorry,
thing
I was
to
just,
say.
Sorry, I was just giving you words just so you could pick the one you want.
No, I feel a lot better. But you know what it is? I think I also feel a lot better because me and you did our warm-up gig for the tour last night.
Yes.
And it went all right.
It was
and
really
I
good.
I've been shitting my pants.
Yeah, I've been...
it's been affecting my life.
What are kids saying these days? Low-key? I've been low-key cacking the old knickers, like...
Well, yeah, because I don't know about you, but I felt like we went to do it last night, and before we went on, I was like, was it all just a fluke?
Every single stand-up tour you do, like, as a stand-up... You've done... It was, you know, it's a comedy tour. So you've done one comedy tour,
which was
the first Shag Married Annoyed.
Uh-huh.
And that, we did the warm-up last night for the second one. And before every one, you know, we've all seen the Lewis Capaldi documentary. It's the difficult second album, but that never gets... You know, the third album's never easier. The fourth album's never... Every single stand-up... So when you do stand-up, right?
Sorry. What? I had a dream I was hugging Lewis Capaldi the other night.
Oh, wow. What a fucking
giving dream. Him a hug, and I was like, "Are you all right?" And he like was really annoyed that I was asking him if he was all right.
You were in your dream. You were mothering Lewis Capaldi and asking him if he was okay.
Yeah,
unbelievable. So when you do your first stand up, when you do your first Edinburgh Fringe Festival as a stand up comic, your first hour, your first show you do at the Fringe is basically just a collection of your best shit that you've been doing on the circuit for your career, right? So your first one's a piece of piss. And then your second one, you've got to go like, right, I've got to take a year's worth of new gear up here now.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to do that every single year until you
tour
and then it's the same again. It's fucking horrible. And you always think, not even just every tour, every gig, you go, is this the gig where I'm going to get found out? Is this the gig where they're going to go, oh, hey, hold on, everyone's had this wrong. Hey, shit. It's always the gig.
Do you not think as well, though, not to take anything away from that, because absolutely, and I think stand-up is such a hard job and you do a great job, but
here comes an insult.
No, it's not. It's not an insult at all. And like, I just feel like we are, I hope you all realise that we are genuinely a married couple who get up with our kids, do the schlog and schlep and have this life of the kids and we're married, right?
A lot of things being mispronounced there, but carry on.
Schlep and schlog, same. Potato, patata.
Schlog's not a word,
tomato,
but okay.
It's not, is it?
The schlog.
What is it? The schlep?
Slog.
Oh, the slog, like hard slog. Fuck me, I'm tired. But I was just like, stop it. I know we do this, but this is in my house. I was like, are we still funny on stage as a couple?
Yeah,
and
mad,
we were. And it worked really well. I was dead proud of it. But honestly, beforehand, I was like,
all know about how much I worry on here. I had to go and do a random stand-up gig because I had a dream I couldn't do stand-up. It's pathetic, man. Absolutely
mad.
Pathetic way to go on. But it was really good. And the tickets for the tour, there's still some available for some venues around the country. Go on shagmarriednoyed.com.
There's not many. We've been having a sly look.
Yeah, we have been having a sly look. I check the seating maps quite regularly. But yeah, it's going to be great. But it was really good fun. And I had a lovely time. And I'm feeling good. But you forget, man, like the highs and lows of a gig. You come off wired. I've still got a headache today.
We didn't get to Kiptal 11:30.
That's late for us.
I was off meet. Oh, mate, are you kidding?
In the words of
Sandra. When was the last time you went to bed at 11:30?
In the words of Sandra, it's hanging on me today.
It's hanging on me.
I am. My eyes feel like closed. I feel I've had ibuprofen before I started. I kind of
quarter to one, I've only just brushed my teeth.
Oh, God. Yeah. Fucking hell.
I know.
Magic is over.
But it went well. So anyway,
it was good. Thanks to everyone who came. All the proceeds for the show went at the Customs House, as they will with the next one that we're doing. Brilliant venue in South Shields. Go and check that out if you can. Jason Cook's got a comedy night there. Loads of different mint things happen. Little Amdram stuff. Panto's the lot. Anyway, let's crack on. Let's get back in the fucking zone.
Let's
do it. It's episode 240.
Ooh.
240. And without further ado.
Good number.
Yep. Great. They're all good numbers. And without further ado, why is it a good number?
Just, I don't know. Just a certain numbers I like in 240.
240, happy 240. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know, there's some distant memory where I've been paid in cash £240 for a gig and I've thought, that's nice. I think that's probably where it is.
What a night's work that is. Happy days.
That's a New Year's Eve. That's double.
You've done good there. Dinner included?
Always.
Oh, heavens above. You did, but little did the people pay you know you did. Yeah, but little did the people paying you then days know that you'd have done it just for the dinner.
Oh, yeah. I've told you about when I did a Christmas Day gig, haven't I?
Right.
I wrote about it in the book, I'm sure.
Right.
I did a gig on Christmas Day. Fuck me. I was single and just sick of my life and Steph came, my best mate, and we had an argument and my mum had to tell her off because we were so depressed.
Oh,
and I was
literally, why
the fuck are we here on Christmas Day? What's wrong with me?
Why was having an argument at a gig?
Ah, we just used to fight quite a bit. We were like a couple at one point in our life.
Because you weren't very happy.
Because we weren't very happy.
This is famous garlic sauce, crying into your garlic,
the dark
chips
days,
and garlic sauce.
The dark days.
Yeah, there we go.
But we made it through, still best friends now, and both happily married, sort of.
Yeah. Wow. Offensive. Listen, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sticking with it for 240 goddamn episodes of absolute fucking drivel. And you know what? Rosie, you've been having a go at me recently, right?
I don't believe that for a second.
Having a go at me, saying that I'm, you know, trying to like, I'm not starving myself, but you know, I'm trying to watch what I'm doing. Sometimes I take it too far and I don't eat enough on a day. All right, okay. Well, listen, all I'm saying is, I've took a leaf. I've been on Instagram. I've been looking at, you know, your fitness guys and gals and everyone else on Instagram there, your influencers, you know, everyone's always got a diet. They've got a fad. They've got stuff going on. I've come up, this week's sponsor is my brand new diet.
Great.
That I've come up with
Great.
To help everyone out there achieve their goals, achieve their gains,
right?
And you know, just live a healthy, fulfilled Instagram life, right?
Is this your sponsor?
Ready? This week's lucrative sponsor is my new diet, the Curry and Six Pints Diet.
Well, that's right. Okay. Yeah.
It's the curry.
That's
and
your
six...
old diet.
No. Listen, it's a state of mind. It's not even a diet, it's a state of mind. It's the Curry and Six Pints Diet.
Mm-hmm.
So every single day I wake up, right? And that night, I plan to have a curry and 6 pints.
I would love that. Can we do that tonight?
Listen, every single night, I plan to have a curry and 6 pints, right? Mm-hmm. I spend the whole day looking forward to my curry and 6 pints, right? Then every night, I decide against having a curry and 6 pints.
Well, yeah, because it wouldn't be good to have it every night.
Making a healthy choice.
Well done.
For my future.
Oh, good.
Every night, bar a couple of months, I say I'm not having that curry and that 6 pints.
Yeah,
and
good.
I make a healthy, clever, proactive choice for my health.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing so well.
That is, honestly,
last night,
you should write a book about that.
Ask me if I had a curry and 6 pints last night.
Did you have a curry and 6 pints?
No, I didn't. Night before, ask us if I had a curry and 6 pints.
Did you have a curry and 6 pints?
No.
Well, because
I'm doing well.
You had one not long ago.
Don't worry about that.
probably about 3 weeks ago, you definitely had a curry and 6 pints.
Yeah, and then you know what I did? Next day, back on it.
Do you know what? There's method in madness. Because it's similar to me. Because we'll tell you that the other week I ate a 6 pack of crisps, right?
Not the other week, the other day.
In a day, but it was a couple of weeks ago. I could eat 6 packets of crisps every day.
Yeah, of course.
But I don't. But I make that choice.
There we are.
Look at me and my healthy lifestyle.
How many packs of crisps you had the day?
None.
Fucking!
Thank you.
Ask me if I'm having a curry and 6 pints tonight.
Are you having a curry and 6 pints?
Possibly, I'll let you
I genuinely could eat a curry tonight.
Oh,
a proper
God.
Curry.
I wonder how many people now listen to this are like, I'm going to get a curry tonight because you've mentioned curry. I've said in the past, if I literally, all I have to do is what Robin or Rafe have to be watching a cartoon where someone's eating a pizza on the cartoon.
And
if I see
pizza.
That pizza, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm like that with pasta, like Instagram at the minute, watching reels and that of people just making pasta. But then they add cheese and that and I'm like,
I tell you what fucks me off, right?
What?
First of all, no cheese is amazing. It's when people go, this is a quick recipe to make this low-fat, low-carb, high-protein chicken wrap. And they show you them, and there's a platter of them. There's like 40 of them on a platter.
Right.
Loads of fucking sauce on. And I go, oh, yeah, I'll have that. And then it shows you how to make it. At the end of the video, you find out that you're only supposed to have one. Well, who's the platter? Why have you made a full platter? You reeled me into this video thinking low-carb, low-fat, and high protein was me being able to scram that entire platter.
But is that seriously how your brain thinks?
You fucking show them all at the beginning. They're like, look at all this. You can have all this. It's guilt-free. You go, oh, great. I'll have that. Oh, one of them. Fucking, you couldn't tell us that. It's bullshit. I'm having one.
You
I want
do
more.
Like a lot of grub. But we'll delve into your current diet in the beefs.
Okay, but listen. All right. If you're listening, right, plan that curry in 6 pints every single night.
6 pints.
Don't have it 5 nights a week. You've done really bloody well.
Yeah, well done. Congratulations.
Hey, on the back. Here's a jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode, 240 episodes in. Ooh. Bloody Nora.
I don't know if that's including the out-of-office replies, you know. That, it might actually be more than 240. There might be a few out-of-office replies in there that didn't get numbered. I don't know.
Is that when we have weeks off? I don't remember our last week off.
Listen, ask someone who knows how it works, because I don't know how it works. I just press record, I carry on. Might not be. Genuinely, just as I was saving the file there, I'm thinking, is it episode 240? It might not be. But I've said it now.
We're here anyway. So there we go. Are all right. Bloody autumn's kicked in, hasn't it?
Kicked in massively.
Kicked in. Kicked the fucking front doors right in.
I've got a jumper on.
I know. You're finally starting to feel the cold.
Yeah.
We've got two quilts on my bed now. Should I just buy a thicker quilt? Buying quilts in bedding really, really, like, frustrates me. I'm really not good at buying bedding.
No.
We've got so much bedding that doesn't match, and it just drives us a bit.
So we've got, we must have 3 or 4 duvet covers, and only one of them fits.
I think so.
And when that one's dirty, we're just in a misshape and fucking, it's like having a giant pillow.
Well, thank God for dryers. Yeah. Because if we didn't have a dryer, like, we'd be going to bed with no sheets on.
You wouldn't, again, we've been over this before, you wouldn't care. You'd happily sleep in a crack den, you're not bothered. No.
Clean crack den. It's clean. Do you know what I mean, though?
Not objecting to the term crack den, just the...
No, just clean.
I like a double duvet. I do like a double duvet.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a bit heavier. It's good for your anxiety.
Yeah, I love
like
it.
Like a bit like a weighted blanket.
I slept like a bloody baby last night. We're pushing you down.
It's nice, actually.
Have I ever told you when I moved in with Carl Hutchinson back in the day in Manchester and I found out his sleeping system? So he had, I don't know if he still does this. I doubt it because I imagine his wife, Sophie, has quite rightly beaten this out of him, which it should have been done years ago. So he had a multiple duvet system.
Right, tell me.
So I remember
you
when he moved in.
This.
So I remember when he moved in, it was like, but I brought his duvet, and I was like, all right, that's your duvet. He's like bringing it from the car, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then it's like another bag, duvet, another duvet. Like six, I'm not, no word of a lie, he must have had 6 or 7 duvets on his bed, right? So imagine
at the same time.
Yeah. They're all on there. They're all the same time. They were all different colours, different thicknesses. Right. Different. It was horrible, right?
Horrible. Now, why is he doing that?
No, imagine.
Princess in the fucking pee. What's going
on? I used to call him that.
Oh,
I used to say it the first time I saw it. I was like, I went in his room and sat down. I was chatting to him. I was like, what's going on here? And it was just, honestly, 6 or 7 duvets. Like a duvet lasagna,
Okay.
So, hot night.
Yeah.
One duvet on top of you. Sleep on top of the others. Yeah. Bit colder. Right. One more in.
Right,
bit colder.
Okay.
One more in. And basically, that's kind
of how
we did it. Yeah.
So weird.
Isn't
so weird, but it's a very, that is a very working class thing.
Yeah.
Because I remember as a kid, when it got colder, we've talked about this before, and I found one the other day.
The itchy, bright orange
thing. The sheepskin thing.
Yeah.
As soon as it got a bit colder, I'd go to bed and I'd be like, the sheepskin. And then there was a few years where we had like a duvet on the bottom and then like 2 duvets on top and then a blank, like, yeah.
That's,
I was like,
thing,
Mom,
though.
Put the heating on.
A duvet.
Just stop trying to smother us with these duvets and put the heating on, you cheap fuckers.
That was the only thing with Carl's system, though, because a duvet underneath you insulates you from the bottom as well.
Does warm you up.
Yeah. So I think if I remember rightly, you would sleep bang in the middle of all of them. And if it was a really cold night, you'd be bang in the middle. So you had the heat from the bottom and the heat from the top.
Why don't we nick I've got a mattress topper from the IKEA bed in the guest room.
Well, I tell you
the
what,
guest
right
room,
now,
darling. Darling.
Check
the guest
your
room
privilege.
/ Lego room. Yeah, there's literally Lego.
The guest
all
room
over
that if a guest ever turns up, I will have to go with a fucking, literally a sweeping brush from outside and sweep Lego and carpet fibers into the corner of the room because it's disgusting in there.
And it meant that we've got a spare bedroom.
What? You're joking, aren't you? There's a tax on that, man.
You had a spare bedroom growing up, didn't you?
Oh, I had it, yeah.
It was a spare. Oh, we didn't.
I knew it would come back to you and your fucking bucket family from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Just because it was all more of it.
All the way in one bed with nine duvets. Granda, Granda, get a chocolate bar. Have I got the golden ticket, Granda? Have we gone to the Chocolate Factory?
Don't.
Listen, right?
Don't, because my dad will kick off.
Right.
My dad literally is like, stop telling people who I had an out. You had a good child on you, didn't you? I went on holiday. Stop telling people never went on holiday. Didn't for years.
Listen, couple of things, right? Right. First of all, yes, love mm-hmm. two duvets. Mm-hmm. Second of all, miniature little beef I've got with you, actually. Speaking of sheepskin.
Great.
Speaking of sheepskin.
Sheepskin?
I'm glad we're going to get the mattress Ships topper.
In the night.
Stop changing the subject.
Yes.
I'm glad we're going to get this mattress topper because you did an incredible thing the other day. You found the sheepskin in yeah. the cupboard
yeah.
and brought it out. It's in like a see-through. Yeah, yeah. It's in a see-through carrier bag.
Yeah.
And you brought it out and you went, there's sheepskin there for the bed. We'll put it on the bed.
Mm.
And I went, no, Rosie, I went, we can't put it on there. That was for Robin's bed. In the old house that fits a single bed. Mm-hmm. No one's got the single bed anymore. And you went, oh, I'll just put it on my side then.
As I shall.
Arsehole.
I will.
Arsehole.
Christopher, let's not beat around the bush. Last night was the first night we've spent in bed together. By the way, little beef for you. Last night was the first night we've spent in the same bed full night together, right? Because we love each other still, you know, sex life is nice. But we're kids are fucking killing me, right? And they just won't sleep on their own. And you know what? Whatever, it's fine. We're just sleeping. I don't care. I'm one of them that's just like,
I see you enough. It's fine.
I see you enough. Yeah. And we have a little time in bed and then you go to Robin's bed and Rafe comes in with me. Anyway, last night we slept together. Yeah. Tennis snoring again.
What was that?
3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
you
it's
woke
come
us
back.
Up.
Oh, yes.
I don't miss it.
Wow.
I sleep better without you in the bed.
Wow.
I do.
Wow.
Me and Rafe are a better team at sleeping than you are.
Wow.
And he pulls me hair all night.
Yeah.
So, like, I love you in
and
that,
Robin,
but I don't
Robin
miss
never
you.
Complains about his tennis now, so I think we've found a solution.
I think we have.
Just before
what are we going to do when they get older and move out?
Just before we move on there, big shout out to Heavy Hearts. Go out to all the fellas out there whose wife has described their sex life as nice. Big shout out there.
I'm sure I said decent.
Definitely said nice. Decent's worse. Decent's worse. Don't downgrade it. You definitely said nice. Everyone, did you? She said nice. Nice.
It
sex
is
life.
Nice.
Nice.
It is nice.
Great. Just great review. Just great review.
Oh, what do you
three
want?
Stars.
What
three
do you
stars.
Want?
Some funny bits.
Some nice bits. Jesus. 10 years we've been together. Yeah?
I'm just winding
it.
Yeah.
Can it win? Babadoo, 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 ba. So something happened which hasn't ever happened before. I don't think this is the first time this has happened. It involves Robin, our eldest. He drew a picture the other day. Are we going to talk about the picture?
Come on, man.
So he drew a picture. He was drawing his family, right? But he wanted to draw with his poos because they're just... When's he going to grow out of the poo thing?
I've never grown out of being obsessed with poo.
Fair enough.
We've got a section on this podcast called Let's Talk About Shit.
I know, but it's
how
just,
dare you?
All right, well, fair enough. Well, he drew all his shit, right? Like the emoji, the poo emoji. So I'm there as blonde. He's there as blonde. Rafe's there. Rafe's really small and he's also got a shit in his nappy.
Yeah.
So he's got like smell coming from
the
him.
Inception going on.
You're there, right? You are a poo and you are really angry.
Yeah.
And it says, so it's, well, right. So I'll go from the... Me first. I'm there smiling, but it's got in brackets listening to music.
Because you've always
again.
Got your headphones on, ignoring your family.
Yeah, well, I'm not ignoring my family.
You are.
I'm just making dinner. I don't want in there watching the telly.
But you need, like, I can crack on and just listen and be, like, present, but you're like, I'm doing this, headphones on, like, fucking, like, glazed over.
It's just what I do.
It's ridiculous.
Right. And Rafe's there, and Rafe's had a poo, and he's put me the best, right? He's got sunglasses on.
Yeah.
And then it says, you, brain lava.
Brain lava.
Apparently.
Yeah, so you must think.
And in brackets, he's very angry.
Yep.
And then I said, why is Dad angry? And he said, he's always angry. How does that make you feel? Your son.
Of course I'm always angry. My entire family are shits.
He's always angry.
I know. It's a bit annoying, like. But I said to him as well, I was like, is Daddy always angry? He was like, well, sometimes. And I was like, oh, well, I try. And he was like, Dad, man. He said, his exact words were, I didn't draw it for that. Like, what? I didn't draw it for, like, a chat.
Oh, God.
I didn't draw it for that.
He hates a chat.
I was like, all right, I was just going to say, look, I'm really sorry. I'll try not to be angry, but, you know, try not being a little fucking tosser all the time.
No. Just thought it was quite funny. Yeah. You're not angry all... I mean, you are angry quite a lot, but you're
not angry all the time.
You're a very good dad.
Do you know what it is? I'm really fucking loud, and I raise my voice.
Yeah.
And I, you know what it is? And it's not like an angry raise my voice. It's just like... She just doesn't fucking listen, man.
No, no, they don't. They don't, Chris. But the sooner that you realise that they don't listen, the better you're going to be. You get yourself so wound up, and I'm literally like, I ask them if they want something.
Yeah.
And if they don't reply, I don't ask them again.
Right, so this does fuck me off, because on a morning, I'll go, Robin Johnson breakfast. Robin. Ages, and then you go, just don't say anything then. Just sit down, don't give him anything until he asks for something, because he's ignoring you, which is fair enough. Mm-hmm. The fucking second my arse touches that sofa, he goes, I want some cereal. Like, so I try and get it out of the way while I'm standing up, because there's nothing worse than sitting down and relaxing and immediately having to get back up. Sometimes in this house, I don't sit down. I just stand in the corner fucking waiter.
I think nowadays, you know, we think of our children as too young, whereas I remember being nearly eight, and I'm honestly sure I used to go downstairs by myself in the morning.
Absolutely no chance I'm letting him make his own cereal. I'd rather do it myself.
Well, my mum used to put...
Him making his own cereal, the amount of fucking cleaning up I would have to do after that is probably 10 times more work than just making him a bowl of cereal.
I know, he made hot chocolate on the coffee machine the other day. It was
unbelievable.
But you know, he's got to learn. My mum used to cover our cereal on a night time with cling film on the top. And we would come downstairs and we'd get the milk out and put the milk on and we would do it ourselves. I remember being downstairs with Kevin, my brother, on my own.
Yeah.
I do. So when can we do that?
I will never be able to do that, because I'll be lying upstairs going, I know he's ate cereal almost every day for 7.5 years now, but is today the day he chokes on his cereal and I'm upstairs sleeping in bed?
I know.
I can't do it.
Yeah, same.
Honestly.
If we had different kind of kids, maybe our kids just aren't that.
And I don't think I'm that late, but I'm on his fucking wedding day. I will be standing near his table going, is he going to choke on that steak?
Yes, I hope you're not, but you probably will be. Hey, honestly. Yeah. Okay, then, fair. Maybe give it a couple more years. I think 10.
Well, we've all talked about, you know, I've talked many times about the time I went downstairs. The first time I ever went downstairs to make myself bread and butter for my breakfast, and I accidentally put lard on the bread. And basically had what was a lard sandwich.
You do that now? You've got no idea what anything is.
Oh, God, it was awful. I still remember it now. Oh, God. Claggy. Very claggy.
Oh, God. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Rosie, are you excited?
For what?
Coming up right now.
Is this you need to warn us about these things.
I'm going to tell you right now. Okay. Coming up right now, it is, I'm sure you've seen it, I'm sure everyone's seen it, International Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Week is coming up.
Oh, it's not, is it?
Yeah. Are you excited?
No, I couldn't give a shit.
Listen,
I hate how much I have to be involved in your hobby. I love that you've got a hobby. It's really good. Right. You seem a lot happier since you've been going. I'm genuinely chuffed about that. It's really icky when you say you have to put time aside to cut your nails before you go, but that's fine. That aside, right? Whatever. Ugh, vile. Why have I got to be involved in it? I don't tell you about anything I do. So why you brought it up on here?
Well, I'm just explaining it.
Why? Nobody gives a shit.
Because it's just, well, no, some people do. You know, I get some comments on that now and then. I'm just letting you know. And I've waited until now so that we've got an audience. Much like when you were younger, if you wanted your friend to sleep at your house, you would ask your mom in front of your friend.
Oh, don't. What is it? What is it? Where do you want to go? No? When? How many days?
Is it? So it's a week. It's International Big Jiu. I don't have to leave, because obviously the gym I go to, SBG, South Shields, is fantastic, and they're hosting a lot of events and stuff, and people are coming over, right? So it's the week of the 6th of November.
Right.
Okay.
Tour starts.
Yeah, but I don't have much on, and the tour should be all sorted then. It should be basically relaxing and doing my own thing, and I'll take it easy so I don't get injured or anything, right? So seminars and instructors from all around the world. Monday, 7 till 10.
Why are you asking on here?
Because I'm just letting you know, Monday, 7 till 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
At night?
Yes. Ew. Can I get a yes?
No, you can't. Yeah. I'm not going to diary.
Check your diary. Come on.
Fuck's sake.
Monday of that week.
Are you asking on here so that you've got some sort of backup that you can go?
100%. I need it written down. Monday, 7 till 10. Yeah?
Yeah, fine.
Wednesday, 7 till 10.
Yeah?
Yeah. Thursday, 7 till 10.
Monday, Wednesday, Thursday,
7 till 10.
Yeah.
Friday, 7 till 10.
No, can't. 7
till 11, sorry.
Can't.
Why?
On Friday. My sister's birthday.
Right, maybe I'll not do the Friday then. Mm-hmm. Saturday, midday till about 9, and then drinks after.
Absolutely not.
Why?
No. I'm not having it. No.
That's funny, because I just completely made up International Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Week. What I've read to you there are the exact hours that you did GNS 2 weeks ago. You fell right into me trap. There is no such thing as International Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Week. Well, there might be, but all that was bollocks. But those exact hours that I read there were the exact fucking gigantic collection of days that you were away for your shitty, stupid fucking singing group.
You've had us. You've absolutely had us.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yep. Touché.
Yep. And the worst one, was, it was the Saturday. You did the Saturday all day, then you did the show, and then you went, we're all going to someone's house after for drinks. And I went, really? And you went, well, I want to see them all. I was like, you've fucking seen them all week. That was me.
George, funny.
That was, no, I'm not finished. That was when you coined, I've written it down. That was when you coined your new catchphrase. When I said, oh, afterwards, should me and you not like go for a drink? Or do you want to come home and we'll get a curry or something like that? No. Your exact catchphrase, your brand new catchphrase that you've coined now, that you say every time you want to do something. Chris, we've got the rest of our lives together. Chris, we've got the rest of our lives together. So I'm doing this stuff that I want to do, but you can't do anything you want to do.
You can do everything you want to do. Don't even start with me. Don't start. Do not believe him, because he has a lot going on in his life. Do not believe him.
Guys, check with Instagrams. How many times is she out?
You don't put anything on Instagram. You twat. But touche. Well done. Very good. Do you know as well, on the Saturday, because we had a matinee and an evening performance, a lot of people went home. Me and my friends did not go home.
Bit went home in between.
Everyone who had kids stayed. Everyone who didn't have kids went home. Because we were like, if we go home, we're going to have to parent. And that is more tiring than just sitting in the dressing room doing nothing.
Piece of shit.
Oh, hey, listen. Yeah. If you want to go to Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu week.
It's not a thing. I literally made it up.
So my thing is, I don't care what you do on a night time. Because when I was going to G&S, I wasn't leaving the house till like 20 to 7.
You would leave just before bath time. It was carnage. They were screaming, they were shouting, they were naked, rubbing their naked asses.
No, I would help with bath time loads.
You got ready. You got ready for 45 minutes, then you left.
No, I didn't.
You essentially checked out about 6 o'clock.
Because I didn't.
All right, half an hour. Half 6, you were gone.
Okay, but you BJJ, you're blooming, you're like, this is 5:15. I've got to go. Cut me nails. Get sorted. Put me eye mask on for the lads. Oh, grim.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and t-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef?
Beef, 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 beef.
Just to let you know, I suggested that we shouldn't really have one this week because you've just annihilated us there.
Yeah, but that's no reason, you know, just because you...
fake a little week. I had anxiety when you were saying all them dates. Don't leave me.
Just a side note as well, by the way, you've got to cut your nails and have a wash before you go to Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu because... you know, you're in close contact with other people. It's not anyone who's listening doesn't understand. It's basically wrestling, it's grappling. You know, So, but it's really strange because we were there the other night and the guy who takes the class, who's younger than me, had to sit and tell everyone at the end, who are grown fucking men, to wash and wash their clothes and cut their nails before they get here. And I'm like, I'm one of the cleanest people I know. Like, I just don't think grown-ass men should be told that.
Well, you've obviously not met many disgusting grown-ass men. If you'd have told me when I was 23 that I would marry a man who wrestles, I'd have said, you're fucking
it's wrestling. I use that as a layman's term. It's not. I mean, it is. There's wrestling takedowns. Anyway, look.
I just wouldn't have believed it. Football, maybe. I don't know. Nah. Cricket, something nicer.
Don't like team sports.
Yeah.
You're alone in this world. You come into this world alone and you go out alone. Might as well wrestle alone. Listen, do you want to go ladies first? Have you got a beef or did you not have
one? Of course I've got a beef. Oh, loads. My beef at the minute is just you and your new eating disorder.
Right. It's not an eating disorder. That's offensive.
Okay. I know that's such a triggering word and I'm sorry. I don't mean it that much. But Chris, at the minute, you're just skipping food, which is making you really awful to be with.
Do you know what it is?
And miserable. And I'm like, it's really good. You look in great shape, but you cannot do anything. You're welcome. But you can't do anything like a normal person who can just kind of be like, right, okay. What's the word? Like a level thing.
Can't do anything by half.
Yes. Yeah. You go so full in. So now he's like literally on these shakes, which are meal replacements. And I read the label and I was like, okay, that's great. I get it, right? Yeah. But they're like 450 calories each.
Because it's a meal.
Yeah, but you could just make a meal that's
a
like really low carb and really healthy for 450 calories.
But
eat, in a hurry. For fuck's sake.
I do, but sometimes I'm in a hurry. Like last night, I had to come home and get ready for the gig and go
straight
back.
There's days when you're not in a hurry and it's literally Saturday afternoon, you got football going on, and you're like, just going to have a shake. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so unattractive. Just eat.
Full disclosure, I really like them. They taste really sweet and I really like milkshakes and the fact that it's also a meal and I don't have to fanny on, I really like it.
All right, well, okay then. All cards on the table, I find it really unattractive that I'm married to a man who just is skipping dinners. So just, the other day, we had such a bad day. We argued all day. You were horrible.
That was my fault.
And then by 6 o'clock, you went, I think I'm just really hungry. And I was like, oh my God, you're going to ruin my marriage through not eating?
Sorry. I hold my hands up there.
Just eat. Have an apple.
Problem was, so sometimes I do let stuff get in my head, right? And I was, what happened?
You go too far. You're
extreme. I'll tell you exactly what happened was, I had my normal breakfast of champions. You know, if I'm just having a little light breakfast, I'll just have like a banana or like my little yogurt thing with a bit of oats in it. Just a chill little breakfast.
Nice, really good for you. Well done.
Then we went to a cake place because we're planning Robin's birthday cake.
Mm-hmm.
And I got excited.
Yes.
And obviously I haven't been having as much stuff, like sweet stuff.
Yeah.
So I had this like, oh my God, it was like a Biscoff and white chocolate crumbled slab. And I had that. And I was like, I don't know why, but like, I don't know why I put the pressure on myself, but I was just like someone trying to fit into a certain pair of trousers. I was like, I've had that. I need to not. And I had a fuckload of sugar. Then I didn't eat anything else for the rest of the day. Yeah. And I peaked and I fucking dropped and I was in a manky mood. And I bought you flowers the next day. I apologized.
Yeah.
I bought you flowers.
It was that bad, everyone. Yeah. It was that bad. I've got nothing. I think you're looking after yourself, and especially when we're getting older, it's such a good thing. And eating better. We are both eating better. We don't have as many takeaways. We're trying not to drink as much. Bloody, bloody, blah.
I turned down 6 pints and a curry every night.
Exactly. Yeah. But you're allowed to. I feel like, Chris, you're one of these people where you need to be told. So I'm telling you.
I don't do anything.
You are allowed to eat cake. You haven't got your wedding coming up, trying to get in them pants, right? You're allowed to eat and have a day. And then the next day, just go, right, okay, I'll not do that today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stop
right.
Turning
everything in moderation.
It so extreme.
You're completely right.
Because that's what you do. And it's really horrible to live with. Honestly.
I do.
And you judge me so much when I ate them 6 bags of crisps. You
judged you?
You
are
horrible.
I went
horrible.
And got the fucking... I went and got every single one of them from the cupboard for you, lazy
Yeah,
fucker.
But you are really horrible when you
give
us them.
Because I had to get up. I didn't want to get up.
No, you are... It's nice. Quit sugar and that. It's honestly... It'll be the end of it. But anyway, whatever. What's it be for me? It will. Why did you break up and stop doing that podcast? That was good. Just fucking stopped eating. Horrible.
What have I had for breakfast this morning? I had 2 sliced toast, scrambled eggs, and some beans and sausages. Yeah, so stick that in.
Since
your pipe
I've talked to you about it, though.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair
honestly. Enough.
Listen.
And I'm so sorry. I just want to. I'm not trying to joke about it. Because I, there's people who listen to this who might have struggled with eating disorder. I'm not taking the piss. I'm just trying to say to Chris, on here, so it goes into his brain. Don't be so extreme with the eating, because you have got absolutely. The you've got the tendency to be like,
well, yeah, me and Carl Hutchinson are the same person. I'm not eating anything ever again. It's six duvets. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it is what it is.
But you don't eat because you look great and you're doing and you're healthy and you're exercising and
thank
all right.
You
just chill
much.
Out.
Thank you. Tell you what, I'm going to be international Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu week. I'm going to be eating so much. It's going to have to replace.
Good for you. I'm glad.
replace all those electrolytes and stuff. Listen, don't know what I'm talking about. My beef with you is,
yes,
we watch documentaries,
uh-huh,
and you listen to true crime and stuff.
Yes, love them.
And now and then, you will learn a new word or phrase from something horrible in a documentary.
Right. I know what it is, but I forgot.
Claim that I'm doing it to you.
Right.
So yesterday, we were doing rehearsals. I was trying to cuddle you a couple of times doing the rehearsals because, you know, there's a lot of standing around, a lot of hanging around in a theatre, and my wife's there, and I love you.
It's unprofessional.
I like a little cuddle now and then. So your new one that you learned was love bombing.
Yeah.
Stop love bombing us, you mm-hmm. said. Mm-hmm. So that was annoying.
Yeah.
And then obviously the one before that you learned was gaslighting. So yeah. You claimed I was gaslighting forever.
Yeah.
And then last night you said, look, stop love bombing us. Wasn't when you, and I was like, look, stop learning new phrases and using them against us. And then you hit us back with why you're gaslighting us. And I just feel like, I feel like you need to stop. Just if anyone's in earshot, just if anyone who doesn't really know where Pat is, like, you know, staff at the venue, just in earshot thinking, oh, I heard her accusing him of some really fucking high-level manipulative things here. Do you think we should have a word with someone about it? Maybe just stop. Maybe whisper them. Maybe say them when it's just me and you.
Stop cuddling us in front of everyone. I hate it. Toss hate that. It. It's like, you remember Clueless? Did you ever watch Clueless?
Nope.
Oh. Well, there's a lovely bit with Brittany Murphy and Alicia Silverstone where they're talking about watch a new thing and they're trying to get like a new sentence, like new word into a sentence.
Right.
Yeah, sporadically. So.
And that's what you do.
It's what I try to do. Just hear a good word and I think I'm going
to
use that.
No, they're not good words. They are awful phrases used to describe manipulative, horrible, let's be honest, men in documentaries and true crime that you listen to.
And we're watching a lot of them at the minute, though. It's really
stop.
Oh God, it's a bit intense.
Again, I can tell we've always watched some in high level and really intense, where we've got to quickly flip over and watch an old episode of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire as a little palate cleanser before bed.
Yeah.
So it's a bit intense, isn't it?
Rolling with the homies.
What's that?
Oh, it's off Clueless.
Oh God.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the
questions
public.
Questions from the public.
Public. As always, if you'd like to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Please continue to send your wonderful input that really, genuinely, trying not to sound insincere here, makes the podcast what it is.
Oh God, yeah.
Thank you. Thank
love it. How are you, Rosie and Chris?
Nice.
My mom is an avid member of her local book club, a club you would expect to meet upstanding members of society who all share a passion for reading and discussing their thoughts and ideas about said book over a hot cup of Earl Grey tea.
Sounds fucking awful, but carry on.
I can imagine that it's amazing if you like reading.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't knock it till you try it.
Okay. Not going to try it. Sounds awful. Carry on. And howare, you used howare wrong, by the way. Howare means, it doesn't mean that. It's not a greeting. It means come on.
Well, there might not be.
Look, just delete this email. I'm joking. I'm sorry. I'm in a silly mood.
Good. She's been going for years, and being brutally honest, I haven't ever paid much attention to the standard mum gossip she hears from the club.
Okay.
In brackets, for example, Angela's daughter getting into uni, blah, 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 blah.
It's hardly gossip, but fair enough.
Well, until last week.
Okay. Congratulations, Angela's daughter, if you're listening, by the way.
Yeah, well done. So apparently... Listen, I never went to uni. It's good. So apparently one of these women at the book club suddenly turned around to my mum and out of the blue asked her if she approved of something she recently did. The woman went on to tell her that during a standard Tuesday morning when she was working from home, she had a knock at the door from a delivery driver. Brackets. Mm-hmm. She was specific about who this driver worked for, but I don't want to get you guys done for defamation. Defamation even.
Okay.
And in her words, he was surprisingly quite good looking.
Heavens above.
I have no idea how this escalated so quickly, but they somehow hit it off while she was signing for her package. Oi, oi. And she invited him inside, only to book him on her living room sofa.
Never in the world.
My poor mum was apparently utterly speechless and had absolutely no idea how to respond.
This happened in real life.
Neither did I. And even worse, couldn't look the woman's poor husband in the eye when he came to pick her up. The book club.
The book club.
Oh no, so scandalous. Who would have ever thought this kind of behaviour went on outside of internet porn, eh? My mom asked me how I would have responded to this woman asking me if I approved of what she did, and I can't decide if out of pure shock I'd say, you get yours, hun, or what the actual fuck, love, you need help.
What?
I can imagine how Chris would respond, but what would Rosie have had said? Oh, what would I have said? I'd have probably been like, seriously? Did you wear a condom? Did you not wear a condom? Was it good? Why the living room sofa of all the places?
And what if it, like, a couple of things I want to say here. One, didn't think this happened in real life.
No.
Two, don't know how that would happen so quickly. Three, he's going to be late for some deliveries here.
Yeah.
And I know they're on a strict fucking time schedule and they get like penalised and stuff. So hope it was worth it, fella.
His penis was getting idolised. As well.
Great.
Thank you.
Sterling. Didn't know where you were going with that. You pulled that back in the end. Penis was getting idolised. Absolutely wonderful.
I was
going to
say penisised, but...
I don't think this happened. I think they're reading a book in which this happened.
Right.
But the person who wrote in, her mom hasn't been paying attention. And this woman has told her this story as if it's happened to her to trick her and find out that she's actually not paying attention to the book.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Or
like me going like, oh, you know, like, oh, you're all right, yeah, you're enjoying book club, yeah, yeah. Oh, you know what happened to me the other day? I opened me wardrobe and there was like another world inside there and I went in and there was like a talking lion called Aslan and that. And they go, oh, was there, yeah? And I go, you haven't fucking been paying attention to language in the wardrobe.
Yeah, fair enough, fair enough. It's like you with the bloody BJJ club.
Yeah.
Exactly. Maybe this is a little bit out there, but I think some people who are unhappy in their marriage,
mm-hmm.
might make up scenarios and say things just to get people's reaction because she might have wanted that woman to say, oh, I'm really glad you did that because your husband's a prick and you should leave him.
Wow.
I think some people need to be told to leave their partners.
Okay.
Do you not agree?
I don't agree. And again, I can't believe I have to tell this again. Stop going up to people in the street and tell them that.
Oh, no, I've never had to. Like, I haven't personally had to tell anyone
love,
that.
You know, you two, you should leave him. Bye. Rosie, leave it. Not again today. Come on. Sorry, everyone. Just
I've never done it. But I'm just saying, I think maybe she might not be happy and just thinking up scenarios in her head and saying them out loud. I don't know. Might be the way she gets her kick. She might have done it. It might have genuinely happened.
I don't know
to say about it,
though. Porn had to get the idea from somewhere.
Well, I'm sorry. I signed for a lot of packages and it's never come... To my mind.
You send me to the door to sign for a lot of them. I have to sign for most of them. I've never fancied fucking any of them.
Don't want to put myself in that situation.
So easy to happen.
It's not easy to happen at all. How would that happen? Mm. How in a million years?
Got no idea how that would happen.
Other than answering the door naked, flashing them and going, do you fancy it? How would it happen?
In my opinion, if you're going to go to the door flashing and asking every single guy, you are going to get blacklisted from some delivery places before you end up getting a shag.
Yeah.
That's where my money goes.
What's it called? Throw some shit.
Throw enough shit, some stick.
Yeah.
You'll get a shag, but I tell you what, DHL and Evri aren't going to touch you ever again with a shitty stick.
I know, that's true. Mine, isn't that funny how this is going a bit, not serious, but isn't it funny how we talk about women flashing as if it's okay, but men, it's absolutely not. Right.
Well, it's because of the old sort of stereotype that blokes are always up for a shag and women aren't always up for a shag.
I don't think women flash as much. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I don't think women flash as much.
I don't know. I sometimes always think about these things. Just think.
It is the old stereotype that women hold all the cards in sex and men are just like, you know. I like, whenever I hear a bloke say, oh, she promised, oh, better get, like, you know, the old, I haven't really heard it for years. I think I've seen it on telly and stuff. Mm-hmm. I have heard it a couple of times where it's like, oh, you're coming for, you know, you're coming for a curry tonight, or you're staying out for a few more pints. Oh, no, I'm on a promise tonight. Just tell us I can shag other night. Oh, Mingin. What is your life?
I know.
Oh, God. How sad.
Tell me how you think that's sad.
Because he's come out and he's had a couple, but he's going to go back in and he's had to pre-plan that he's allowed. No spontaneity at all.
Yeah.
Like, can I have a shag tonight, love? Where's your scratch card? How many stamps you got? Right, yeah, you got, okay, you got 5 stamps. That does equal 1 shag. Where's me? Right, I'll just tick that off on your card. There's your loyalty card back. I don't know, it just seems
it's just
a bit...
how some people live their lives, though, isn't it?
Well, but you know? Still.
I kind of get it. I think some people are very in, like, a routine.
Yeah.
9 to 5, maybe. Sex on a Friday.
Sex on a Friday.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Or she just wants him in early to get up with the bin. So she's literally like, right, don't go for a curry because that's going to be an extra hour and a half out and you'll have three more pints. Yeah. Come home, I'll book you and you'll be up with the bins.
Happy days.
What I would do.
Yeah, you'll be out delivering by 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
You're booking again.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, stop.
Got a delivery for you to sign for, sweetheart. Oh, yeah, no problem. What is it? This penis.
Ew.
Sorry.
Disgusting.
Sorry, I just accidentally played a clip of a movie I'm making there. Sorry, I don't know how that came.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Please keep me anonymous. I have a Rosie's Mysteries, Mysteries.
Bring it on.
Eh, well, I never knew that. A few years ago, I was recently out of a long-term bad relationship. Whoa. Enjoying my newfound freedom, I started casually seeing the guy who we will call Rick. Oh, nice.
As far as the fake names go, I've never had a Rick before. Very
good. I like Rick.
Rick the dick.
We were both newly single, but feeling a bit lonely, so agreed to hang out and keep things casual. He was a handsome, long-haired, mustached hipster dude with lots of quirks and niche interests. The type that are quite enticing when you first meet someone, but soon grow icky when you lose attention. I've met a few of them. When you think, oh, they're quite cool. And then you go out with them a few times and you go, oh, they're really fucking weird. Our typical evenings would consist of a delicious meal, which always included ingredients I've never heard of.
What a review. What's it starting up? What's this? Well, a fucking Weight Watchers advert?
What do you mean? I think she's going around Rick's and he's like, I'm just making her curry. This is the Garaman masala. Yeah,
put
whatever
some star of anise in here.
Yeah, and you just go seriously.
Can you not remember the Weight Watchers advert from back in the day? I think it might have been Slim Fast. All you do is shake in the morning, a shake at lunch, and then eat in a delicious evening meal. That's literally, it literally sounded like she was advertising Slim Fast.
You've got Slim Fast on the brain, ye, Mister. I don't eat anymore.
Fucking, do you know what it is? I used to watch the Slim Fast adverts and look at their milkshakes and think, fucking, looks amazing.
You love a milkshake.
I love milkshakes.
No, it's just saying our typical evenings would consist of a delicious meal, which always included ingredients I never heard of.
I love that he's getting slagged off, but he's fucking cooking every night, and she's still getting the ick, and he's still getting slagged off.
Yeah, true.
I
would be buzzing if you cooked for me.
Yeah.
Anyway, interesting conversations, a few glasses of wine, and of course a cheeky shag.
Wow.
Woo woo.
Sounds like good. Yeah,
sounds all right.
Sounds decent.
In the build-up to said shag, he decided to show me some fragrance samples from a company he had recently discovered. Each scent was named after a British animal and was listed with a set of characteristics, rather than a description of the smell. For example, the badger is a cheeky fragrance that is strong in character and not afraid of the dark. Oh, God.
Sorry, what the fuck? Sorry, are these aftershaves?
Yeah.
Like, so they have the meal, they have the wine, and then he goes, look at this.
Smell these aftershaves.
Advent calendar of animal aftershaves I've got.
Yeah. She said, so there's like the badger and some pretentious bollocks like
sorry
that.
Sorry and all that. I can't imagine Johnny Depp doing the advert for badger. Read again. What is it?
Badger. Cheeky fragrance. That is strong in character and not afraid of the dark.
So just imagine the Sauvage advert. He's just fucking playing his guitar. He's playing his guitar in the desert and there's wolves. Cheekiness. Afraid of the dark.
And then at the end, it's a real badger noise.
Le bejois.
Bejois. I love it. So,
badger. Oh, you smell amazing what you're wearing. It's badger.
Badger.
It smells like you might be possibly cheeky, but definitely not afraid of the dark. That's right, love. It's badger.
Awful, isn't it? I'm going to have to Google after this to find out who it is.
I'm wearing the eau de toilette and the deodorant.
This has really tickled Grace.
Badger! Oh, God! It comes in a black and white bottle.
Mate. Are you okay?
I don't know.
I never know what's going to make you laugh. Do you want to hear the rest?
I actually just want to know more about these.
Will find out about when we have a little minute, I'll find out about them. Rick had a collection of about 7 sample bottles of these fragrances as he was determined to find his smell.
Oh, been experimenting. Yeah, this is a badger. This is a vole. This is a little tiny one, smaller one. Yeah, this is field mouse.
Oh, what about fox?
Listen to this one. This one makes no sound at all when you spray it. You hear that? Yeah.
What is it?
That's owl. I've just got 7 from the British Woodland collection. Oh, got here. This is a this is grey squirrel. There you go. Big one that. This is rare, this one. This one's red squirrel.
Fucking hey, we've lost Chris. Are you okay?
Sent away from the magazine. I'm going for stoat and weasel.
They've all been calling you owl.
Owl?
Uh-huh.
What?
They've all been calling you online.
Why?
Eh?
Why?
Just, I don't know. They've all been saying it.
Ah, okay, I get it. You're trying to guess to see who. Tosser.
Tried and failed. Right, so he's got 7 samples to determine to find his smell. He gave each bottle a sniff and then passed them to me. He insisted I smell them all as he read the descriptions to me and asked me to give my verdict. Finally, there was one bottle left. He opened it, smelt it, and instantly closed it and put it behind him. How strange, I thought. I asked him if I could smell it, but he insisted it wasn't one of the good ones. How bad could it be? What if this one is his smell? Rick was suddenly being very cagey about it and started gathering up the other bottles. Party's over. I found this odd and amusing, so I kept asking to smell it. I could tell he was trying to play it off, as if it was just an unpleasant sample, but his behaviour was telling me there was something more to this. My curiosity got the best of me, so I kept persuading him to let me smell it. After a few minutes, he gave in and handed me the small bottle. After a quick sniff, I instantly regretted my decision. To my horror, the small bottle smelled like... Mysteries. And what is it?
So it's in the Animal Farm Animals of Farthing Wood collection.
Yeah.
And it's he smelled all the others. So yeah. It's definitely in the collection.
No, I didn't say that.
Also, it's a little bottle. My brain's immediately going to jizz.
Okay.
It's immediately going to jizz.
Of course it is.
Just because it's a little bottle, so you wouldn't put piss or vomit or something in it, because they come in larger quantities.
Right.
I'm going to go with jizz.
Yeah. Okay. You're wrong.
Oh.
Be not far off. To my horror, the small bottle smelled like Fanny. Old monkey sample tube Fanny. We locked eyes. Both sets stricken with fear, horror, guilt and shame. I gave it back and made some kind of joke to break the silence. I left shortly after, never to see him again. Been wondering about it ever since. Had the previous lockdown driven me crazy? Had my mind been warped by the isolation, making me jump to pervy assumptions about people? But no, it was unmistakable. Rick had a tube of his ex's fanny juice.
Oh, people are...
Why did he have this in the first place?
And why has he mixed it in with the bloody the Animal Farm set?
Well, I mean, come on. Why did he still have it post-breakup? And most importantly, why the fuck did I sit through the smell test and pretentious perfume anyway? I guess we'll never know. Anonymous. I've got a theory, though, that I don't think he's collected that. I think someone's given him that.
You think someone's given him
that?
Yeah,
I think someone's given it as a present. I think he's had them sent out and he's done the same trick. He probably does it with all these women he meets. Can I finish my theory?
Sorry, yes.
So I think he's done that. He made the last smell them all. Right. And then I think she's gone away and went, you know what, you can add to your collection this from Mother Jenna.
But so he's already smelled it, he knows it, but then he's forgot that it's there.
No, I think he's kept it. Rick's a perv.
Right, okay. But he knows it's there. So, yeah, my point is he wouldn't have sniffed it and then been so cagey. He'd have went, oh, God, I think this one's gone off or something like that. Mm. And that would have hid it. But he realised and he didn't hide it well.
Yeah.
Wow. Fucking hell.
Eau de Fanny juice.
Eau de Fanny juice. Eau de Fanoir. 2 seconds. Bliro. Le Bliro. Badger in French.
Oh, for God's sake. Stop with the badger, man.
Libero.
You're going to try and buy this some way.
You are cheeky, but you are not afraid of the dark.
Stop.
Libero. Poor fam.
Poor fam.
Poor home, sorry, not poor fam. That's for your family, isn't it? Poor home. Libero. Poor home.
Oh, God. It's not funny, Chris. Oh, stop.
I can't get enough of this.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Ooh, swingy gossip. from the swinging society.
Oh, we've got swinger stuff.
Just since we've been talking about swingers, we've had loads of stuff.
Right.
From
very,
swingers.
Very interesting.
And also, I've had loads of Instagram reels, things of swingers.
Really? Because they're always listening.
Yeah. And I'm like, but I'm invested.
Do we believe it may be time for a new jingle?
Oh, I can't do one on the fly.
I can.
Okay.
Swing low, sweet chariot.
Coming
for the book, your lass. Yes. My lad.
Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for the book, your lass.
Absolutely great.
Write that down, we'll remember that.
Yeah.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. I'm not fussed about it if you keep me anonymous or not.
Okay. Let's just keep them anonymous.
Well, we always do.
Sounds like they're on the fence there.
I listened to episode 230 last week, and the bit where you spoke about swingers made me remember when me and my husband went to a sex club for the first time last July.
Good grief.
We've been swinging for 3 years nearly now. So we walked into the club really nervous as it was our first time in a club. We are a quite attractive couple, apparently, in the scene. Oh, God. That to me says that everyone's rank.
Yeah, it's low. It's lowballing, isn't it? It's... Yeah, it's in the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed man is king.
Never a truer phrase. So we ended up speaking to a couple at the door.
Right.
We didn't even get past the door. They are that lush. They didn't make it past the door before someone went, "You're the lushest here. I'm booking you the night." We were talking to them all night as they made us feel calm and chilled, which is nice.
Okay.
You are supposed to mingle, but hey, hindsight is great. And one thing led to another, and we ended up in a playroom together and stuff started happening. Oh. Wink, wink. We are, in massive capital letters, full swap couple. So swapped partners in the room, and it all of a sudden got awkward. What's happening?
A full swap couple. So the goal, you have her, I have him.
Yes. Rather than like just somebody joining with us or whatever.
I just had a weird thought there.
Loads of rules. There's loads of rules in swinging.
Oh, unbelievable, man. The fucking admin that goes into all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't be arsed. I've just had a really weird thought right now. I don't know if anyone else can. Did you ever have that thing? So they've walked in and the first couple on the door they spoke to and they've ended up shagging them, mm-hmm. right? So obviously when I was a kid, I used to have to make loads of friends on holiday. And I always had this weird theory that you're like, I don't want to sound like a dickhead here, but I would make friends with someone on the first day.
Yes.
And I'd be like, right, yeah, we're mates. And then 3 or 4 days in, I would meet someone else. And I'd think, oh my God, you're like so much a better friend than these other ones.
Yeah. But you had to stay faithful.
But can you imagine that? And so in the swingers club, I mean, my rule would be, don't book the people who you met right away. Have a walk around first.
Yeah. Try before you buy.
Do you know what I mean? That's like going up to a buffet. And there's 6 tables at the buffet, but going at the first one and going, oh, great, ribs and noodles and piling your plate high, and then walking back to your table and seeing sushi and pizza and curry and all kinds.
Yeah.
Just a theory.
Yeah.
Just a theory.
And the thing is with sex as well, it's not like one of them things that your buffet you can go back up for more, but you can't really do it again, can you?
I don't think so.
Unless you
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure these dirty perverts can't carry on. So they're a full swap couple. They're in the room. They're starting going for it. Right.
It all of a sudden got awkward when he couldn't get it up with me after going down on me. This could be a Rosie's Mysteries.
Jesus Christ.
Do you want to
guess it? This is a stranger.
This is a stranger.
So the woman who's talking now, her husband's having his end away with this person's
first wife. Oh, and she's with him. So can you guess why you couldn't get it up?
I don't want to go. No, I'm not even going to guess because I'm just going to say something awful. But trust us. I've got something in my head.
Okay.
If it's that, you have to trust us that I'm telling the truth.
I do, because that's what we do.
That's what we
do. All right, okay. So he couldn't get it with me after going down on me because his cousin barged in the room as she had heard his voice. They both had no idea that either was a swinger and he ran out of the room bright red with his wife and we never saw them again.
Right. Full disclosure, that's not what I had in my head.
Okay. What did you have in your
head? Bit of toilet paper and a fanny.
Oh, right. Okay. Jesus. That's something you can only carry on with a loved one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not with a stranger. Me and my husband laugh about this all the time.
Oh, God.
Good on, do you know what it is? Good on people for going swinging. Like, you know, if that's what floats your boat, I'm not judging. I personally couldn't think of anything worse. But
once again, do whatever you want. It is a free world. Whatever makes you happy, as long as everyone's consensual.
Absolutely.
And all that. But I do reserve the right to take the piss out of you for anything that you do. And that's one of the things I'm going to take the piss out of you for.
But do you know what's funny? Mm-hmm. Here's something, right? Here, yeah. This I've just thought of this off the top of my head.
Oh,
you know,
don't pick it up. It might be shit.
It probably is. You know how we can get up on stage
yeah.
and be absolutely fine? And people yeah. go, I don't know how you can do that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It might be similar to that. So I don't know how people can go to a club and whilst they're with the partner have sex with somebody else. But that's just me because I'm just like that. In my little like vanilla little world, I can't get into that. Yeah. But people look at us up on stage and go, how do you do that? Yeah. It's a similar thing, isn't it?
And got, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just whatever. Float your boat.
Yeah. Yes. Well, just, you know, I've done gigs with my cousins in the room loads of the times. They never put me off, so I'm probably better than this person.
Right.
My cousins, I just keep going. Jokes.
Ew.
Not sex.
Stop. Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network in one breath.
Yes, did you in one breath? Fantastic. Thank you so much for listening. As always, if you'd like to get in touch, it's shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. I think the voting for TV Choice Awards is still open. We're still banging on about that. Might still be open, I'm not sure. Google TV Choice, vote for us. If not, don't worry about it. We'll ask you to vote for so many things. We really do appreciate when you do. If you haven't got the time, fucking don't worry about it. Live your life. But if you fancy coming to see me live on the tour, shagmarinoid.com. Tickets still available for a few of the venues, not many of them.
It's going to be okay. We can say that now. We've done
it. It's
going
to be more than okay. Thank you very much.
No, I mean, it's going to be possible.
Genuinely, I wish first run-throughs of stand-up shows went as well as that went last night.
And as well, the tickets are only 30-odd quid. We've kept them cheap.
I think they're less than that.
About 32, I think, once you add the fees on and that.
All that shit.
Yeah. But we wanted to keep it affordable.
Absolutely.
So we'd love to see you there.
They're my best nights out. Yeah. They're my absolute best nights out. It's going to be great.
Mate, think of the lions.
The lions. Oh, my God.
The lions and tigers and bears.
The wine. No. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.